This news update is being brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. With superior mobile voice and data coverage, Thumb Cellular is the reliable way to stay in touch throughout the thumb and beyond. Here's the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Steve Kaczynski. The Biden administration is setting new rules on airline fees and refunds. The Transportation Department said Wednesday that the final rules will spell out exactly when consumers are owed a refund for a delayed flight. That used to be up to the airlines. And now the government says it'll be for delays of 3 hours on domestic flights and 6 hours for international flights. Under a separate rule, the Transportation Department is requiring airlines to disclose the price of baggage fees and ticket change fees the first time travelers are shown a fare for their trips. Airlines will also have to tell passengers they are not required to pay extra for a seat. About one quarter of U.S. adults age 50 and older who are not yet retired say they expect to never retire, and 70% are concerned about prices rising faster than their income. That is according to findings in an AARP survey that was released Wednesday. About one in four have no retirement savings. The research shows how a graying America is worrying more and more about how to make ends meet, even as economists and policymakers say the U.S. economy has all but achieved a soft landing after 2 years of record inflation. The findings matter this election year as Democratic President Joe Biden and Republican rival Donald Trump try to win support from older Americans. A $12 billion high-speed passenger train line between Las Vegas and the Los Angeles area has started construction. U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg joined Brightline West Company officials on Monday to hammer commemorative yellow rail spikes at the site of Terminal due to open in 2028, just south of the Las Vegas Strip. The company plans to build track in the median of Interstate 15 to Rancho Cucamonga, California, commuter rail hub connection to Los Angeles. Trains would whisk past at speeds comparable to Japan's bullet trains. A Brightline sister company operates a train about two-thirds that fast between Miami and Orlando. Federal wildlife officials have decided not to place lake sturgeon on the endangered species list, ensuring annual spearing seasons in Wisconsin and Michigan can continue. The Center for Biological Diversity petitioned the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in 2018 to list the prehistoric fish as endangered or threatened, arguing the creatures have been excessively harvested and their habitats have been deteriorating due to dam construction, water pollution, and diversions. The agency announced on Monday that lake sturgeon do not need protection under the Endangered Species Act. Reggie Bush has been reinstated as the 2005 Heisman Trophy winner after more than a decade after Southern California returned the award. Bush gave up the trophy in 2010 following an NCAA investigation that found he received what were impermissible benefits during his time with the Trojans. Heisman Trust President Michael Comerford said the trust considered the enormous changes in college athletics over the last several years that now make some forms of athlete compensation permissible. Bush amassed more than 2,000 yards from scrimmage and scored 18 touchdowns in 2005. He received the fifth most first-place votes in Heisman history. And I'll take a look at your state and local news on WLEW after this.
The birds are singing, the grass is greening, and spring is in the air. At Thumb Cellular, we're celebrating by letting you, our valued customer, choose your own deal. From now until the end of June, customers making the switch to Thumb Cellular or upgrading to a new device can choose from one of three ways to save. One, you can double your trade-in credit when you trade in your current phone toward a new one. Two, you can keep your new iPhone safe and enjoy peace of mind with half off AppleCare Plus. Or three, choose one free accessory, cases, charging Chargers, and more. The choice is yours, and it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Plus, as an added bonus, add a new line to get a free month of service in addition to any of the 3 you pick options. Terms and conditions apply. For full details, stop by one of our 4 conveniently located offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Maximum trading credit is $200 or actual phone value, whichever is greater. Half off AppleCare Plus applies to a one-time purchase. Free accessory priced at $100 or less and excludes AirPods. All offers end 6/30/24. Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk
of the phone. In state news, military scientists have identified the remains of an Army Air Force pilot from Michigan who died during a World War II bombing mission in Southeast Asia. The Defense Poweomeo Accounting Agency said Monday the remains of Second Lieutenant John E. McLaughlin Jr. of Detroit were identified in January. McLaughlin was the 25-year-old pilot of a B-24J Liberator bomber during a December 1943 bombing mission. The mission targeted a railroad yard in Myanmar, then known as Burma. The plane vanished after being hit by anti-aircraft fire after reaching the target. Remains later found in present-day Myanmar were sent in 2020 to the DPAA and identified as McLaughlin's. A 66-year-old Michigan woman has been arraigned on second-degree murder and other charges after prosecutors say she drunkenly crashed her SUV into a boat club that was hosting a birthday party, killing a boy and his sister and injuring several other people. Marcella Chichester did not enter a plea Tuesday to the 8 counts she faces in Saturday's tragic crash at the Swan Boat Club in Monroe County. During a court hearing that was live-streamed, Chichester's right arm was in a cast from just above the elbow to her fingers. She has been jailed since the crash, and the judge set her bond at the $1.5 million prosecutors requested. The crash killed 8-year-old Elena Phillips and her 4-year-old brother, Zane. Employees of the company tasked with rapidly personalizing jerseys for each first-round NFL draft pick, as they are announced, did not need to travel very far for this year's player selections in Detroit. Stahl's headquarters in St. Clair Shores is just 17 miles from the stage where NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell informed players that they had been selected by an NFL franchise. The Stahl's team has under 2 minutes to personalize each jersey backstage at the NFL Draft Theater. The draft wraps up Saturday evening and marks the 13th year the company has worked behind the scenes at the draft. The NFL Draft has a new attendance record after more than 700,000 fans flooded downtown Detroit for the 3-day event. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer broke the news at Campus Martius Park during the third and final day of the draft, which consisted of selections in the 4th through 7th rounds. While it will take years to know if this year's picks delivered for their teams, there is no doubt that Detroit made the most of an opportunity to host hundreds of thousands of fans and show 50-plus million viewers the new-look city. Motown beat Music City's 3-day attendance record of 600,000 set in 2019 when fans filled Broadway in Nashville. And I'll take a look at your local news on WLEW after this.
Let's talk about America. Not taxes or tweets or the issues that divide us, but how incredible our country is. Left, right, up, down, state lines to winding coastlines. Whether you come home to a crowded city street, tree-lined suburb, or sleepy small town, everyone deserves to live in a clean, green, and thriving community. And we all share in the responsibility to create beauty that ripples from one neighborhood to another and one block to the next. We are Keep America Beautiful, the nonprofit working with millions of people just like you to end littering, improve recycling, and beautify our communities. Because every mindful action and sustainable habit has a positive impact, and it all adds up. Learn how you can join Keep America Beautiful at KAB.org. Together, we can do beautiful things.
In local news, the Huron Intermediate School District will conduct a public hearing at 2 p.m. this Wednesday. The hearing, which will be at the ISD at 1299 South Thomas Road, is regarding a waiver. The Board of Education has directed the district to conduct a hearing regarding a Labor Day waiver. In 2005, lawmakers directed school districts to start after Labor Day. That was done as a way to promote the state's summer tourism. However, individual schools, districts, and intermediate school districts can receive waivers from the Michigan Department of Education, allowing them to bypass the law and start the school year earlier. The rationale for that is to prevent summer slide of students forgetting what they have learned from when one school year ends and the next begins. And it is also a way to get a jump on the Michigan Department of Education's requirement of 180 days of instruction. To keep pace with expenses and with future needs, the Ubley Village Council approved water rate increases in March that will have showed up on this month's utility bill. April's bill showed an 8% increase in water rates per 1,000 gallons, and there is an 8% increase on the monthly ready-to-serve fee per meter. During the water report, DPW Supervisor Dave Franzel reported that he replaced 7 meters that were no longer working. In other water matters, it was decided to close out the outstanding water bill accounts totaling $329 on two foreclosed properties. Also, there will be a Zoom meeting with the Spicer Group to discuss the new recreation plan. The Zoom meeting will be at 10:30 a.m. on Tuesday, May 14th at the Senior Center. The Huron County Planning Commission will meet at 7 p.m. this Wednesday in the meeting room at 250 East Huron Avenue in Bad Axe. According to the preliminary agenda of the meeting, the commission will consider Huron Propane Gas LLC request to construct a new propane delivery business at 345 South Main Street in Pigeon in Windsor Township. The commission is expected to review Thumb Electric Cooperative's request regarding a site plan to construct a 14 by 16 foot fiber optic equipment utility building with an existing 1.43-acre electrical substation site located on Maxville Road in Owendale. In other matters, Huron County officials received notice from the Federal Aviation Administration regarding an aeronautical study that was done about wind turbines in Pigeon. According to the study, the windmill T26 structure exceeds obstruction standards to be eligible for consideration. The deadline to respond on that issue is by Wednesday, May 15th. And I'll take a look at more news on WLEW after this.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing, it really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
In other news, Sandusky Community School District's Board of Education approved going for a bond request to be on the August ballot. The district will be asking voters to approve a 3-mill tax levy for 22 years. Approval would not increase taxes as it will be a lower tax than had been previously levied. Taxpayers had been paying 3.58 mills, which will be expiring this year. If approved, the new millage would generate about $12.6 million that would be used to address a number of issues and projects that need to be done to facilities. The bond revenue will be used to upgrade the sewer, plumbing, bathroom renovations, and more. To go along with that decision, the consulting firm SiteLog IQ was hired to manage the bond issue as well as construction and renovation projects if the August ballot proposal passes. And that is the news for this hour here on WLEW. I'm Steve Kaczynski. For the latest Thumbmarian news anytime, you can go to thumbnet.net. And WLEW and WHST currently have the following obituaries to report. As of 6 p.m. today, Saturday, April 27th, 2024, Gerald Smithers, age 79 of Bad Axe, passed away Friday, April 26th. Gerald is survived by his wife of almost 55 years, Carol Smithers of Bad Axe, his children, Gary, Ed, Cheryl, and Bill, 7 grandchildren, 1 brother, Bob and Marlene Smithers, sisters Lou Smithers, Vernita Armstead, and Kathy Hunger, sisters-in-law Karen Smithers and Donna Smithers. A funeral service for Gerald Smithers will be held on Tuesday, April 30th at 4 p.m. at the Kaufman Funeral Home in Bad Axe. Burial with military honors will be in the Colfax Cemetery. Visitation will be held on Tuesday from 1 p.m. until service time at 4 p.m. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be offered to the donor's choice. If you would like to offer your condolences to the family, please go to kaufmanfuneralhome.com. John A. Connolly, Sr. of Cass City, passed away Monday, April 22nd at the age of 82. John is survived by his wife, Deborah, children, Christina and her husband, Dwayne, John Connolly, Jr., Tammy and her husband, Don, Kathy and her husband, Randy, Krista and her husband, Ryan, Mac and his wife, Mary, and 6 grandchildren. In keeping with John's wishes, cremation has taken place. A celebration of life and memorial shoot will be held at the Cass City Gun Club on May 18th. Memories starting at noon, followed by a shotgun salute. Following the service, there will be a barbecue and memorial trap and skeet shoot. The family would like to invite everyone interested to participate in the shotgun salute and request that anyone interested in the salute or the trap and skeet to bring your own shotgun. In lieu of flowers, the family requested memorials to be made to the Cass City Gun Club in John A. Connolly Jr.'s name. The family was assisted with these arrangements by the Ransford Collin Funeral Home in Cairo. Friends may share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordcollin.com. And Charles Chuck Joseph Lapka Jr. passed away on Thursday, April 25th in Bad Axe after a courageous battle with cancer. He is survived by his 2 daughters, Lisa and her husband Chris, and Holly and Becky. He was Buddha to 6 grandchildren and a proud great-grandfather to 2. Chuck is also survived by his brothers and sisters and many nieces and nephews. The funeral service is for Charles Chuck Joseph Lapka Jr. will be held on Wednesday, May 1st at 11 a.m. at the McAlpine Funeral Home. Visitation will be held on Tuesday, April 30th at the McAlpine Funeral Home from 2 to 7 p.m. and also on Wednesday from 10 a.m. until time of service is at 11 a.m. Memorials may be made to the Family Discretionary Fund in the care of Chuck's daughter, Lisa. Condolences may be shared with the Lapka family at McAlpineFuneralHome.com. And for a complete list of written Thumbmarian obituaries anytime, you can go to thumbnet.net. And this news update was brought to you by Thumb Siler, the talk of the thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. With superior mobile voice and data coverage, Thumb Siler is the reliable way to stay in touch throughout the thumb and beyond.